This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This weekend brings the most unpredictable election in recent Spanish history. Over the 40 years since the death of the dictator Franco, power has alternated between the conservative and the socialist parties. But this weekend, there are four horses in the race, including the new far-left anti-austerity party Podemos, the sort that roiled international markets when a comparable group came to power in Greece. In Spanish, Podemos means we can, but can they? From Madrid, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
It was the angry demonstrations that swept across Spain after the great financial crisis that gave birth to Podemos. Young people joined the party in their droves, protesting against austerity, sky-high unemployment, corruption, and, says Madrid-based commentator Martin Roberts, against the old two-party system.
They were just fed up of the existing way of doing politics. It didn't matter who you voted for, they were, you know, all in it for themselves. A feeling that the traditional parties didn't have the answers to the crisis.
Almost 2 years after the birth of the new party, the air of crisis has receded. Spain is now growing at more than 3%, faster than any other large Eurozone economy. But David Perejil of Podemos says his party is still needed in spite of the country's apparent recovery.
These numbers are good, but they are hiding a very difficult situation in Spain that is now still going on, with a lot of unemployment, with a lot of people who has to go abroad to ask for a job.
Unemployment is still running at more than 20%. Among Podemos's economic remedies, more public spending, scrapping labour market reforms and imposing a 35-hour working week. Many business people are nervous about the new party.
They don't have any positive perspectives for business.
Victoria Sanz, founder of a marketing firm in Madrid, says she and her clients are worried about the new party gaining a foothold in government.
I think they're very focused on a model that doesn't make any sense in Spain right now and that has been shown very bad results in other countries, such as Greece.
The handling of the Greek economy by the left-wing Syriza party has damaged Podemos' chances of winning power. But the party's already succeeded in one fundamental aim: to shake up Spain's stagnant two-party system. For once, the outcome of a Spanish election is anyone's guess. In Madrid, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.